don't pick up yesterday. When you wake up in the morning and you're lying in bed and you start thinking the thoughts, do not pick up yesterday. Let yesterday be what it was yesterday. Right now is the only time you have. Right now. This moment and the future. The future that you're creating by living in the present now. So I was lying in bed this morning and I thought that don't pick up yesterday. And I meditated and I created my heavenly mind. I did the work to visualize and see things that I wanted to see and feel things that I wanted to feel. And I was stuck. I was stuck. I've been stuck in something. And what I realized is we have this concept of self that we are maintaining day in and day out. We have this, I am blank. I am this. And what I know to be true, and all the spiritual teachers say the same thing, is that whatever you follow that I am with is what you become. So what if that I am statement isn't matching up? Okay, well, a lot of the times the reality is it's not yet, because you're expanding into the person you want to become. You guys, that's truly what this heavenly mind idea is all about. It's about creating that heavenly space in your mindset, but creating your future because of the thoughts you're thinking now, because of the thoughts that you're thinking today. So really creating heaven on earth, because you know that the kingdom of heaven lies within you. And so you've got to cultivate this heavenly space, this heavenly mind. So for all of us, when we wake up in the morning, how often do we pick up yesterday? We pick up the feelings we had yesterday. We pick up the disconnect we felt. We pick up the argument, the feeling from the argument. We pick up what happened at work. We pick up how we don't feel good enough yet, how our body isn't where we want it to be, how our finances aren't where we want them to be, how we're not in the relationship we want yet, whatever the case may be. We're picking up yesterday all the time. So if all we have is now, right now, you know, in my mind this morning, Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now, his book, I haven't even read that whole book, by the way, and I've owned it for probably a decade. It's just, I can't get through it. It's just funny. But the beginning of it, the title, the cover of the book, The Power of Now, he has N-O-W in all capital letters. And I follow his work, and he's always constantly talking about, you know, presence, being in your presence right now. Your presence is your I am. It's all you have. So when we wake up and we pick up yesterday, we're not in our presence. We are not in our I am. We're not cultivating our heavenly mind for our future. So if all we have is now, and all we have is what we're building by adding and stacking moments right now, then we're regurgitating the past. We're just regurgitating it. And so today I thought about that, and my I am, you know, when I said I felt a little off, well, I have not been fully pouring into the I am that I want to create. I haven't. And I know this. And so what I can do now from this moment is, you know, you guys, a lot of the times these podcasts are for me. They're reminders for me. They're in the moment post-it notes to myself. And I'm just sharing with you. And I'm sharing with people who are in my tribe and following my work and, you know, benefiting from these insights, these spiritual epiphanies. And, you know, I'm not alone in this. We're in this together. And what I know is that I am that statement. I am the concept you hold of yourself. I am the feeling you have behind that. The momentum you hold with that is where you're going. You are the arbiter of your fate. The concept of you that you hold of yourself determines your reality. And so right now, if all you have is the power of now, the power to stack your decisions, what you're going to do right now and right now and right now for your future self, how are you going to think? That determines how you're going to feel. And how you feel determines your vibration and what you're attracting into your life. So your power lies right now. And understanding that you are the arbiter of your own fate, of your own reality. So what do you want for yourself? What do you want? All you have is now. Now to discipline your mind, now to take action and discipline your body, now to take action and move forward, creating your own personal kingdom of heaven on this planet. This is why this is called Heavenly Mind. This is why, because the kingdom lies within us and we get to create our reality. We came here for this. This is what we came here for. So you guys, the power, you have so much power in your hands to create your future, to create your reality, to extend love instead of fear, choosing love over fear in the present moment. So today, my personal mantra is, God is the strength in which I trust. So right now, no, my life is not perfect, and no, I don't have everything I want, but I've always lived in faith, and I'm going to continue. It's where I find that deep inner peace. It is where I find that deep inner peace, because I don't have the strength personally to do this. I don't have the strength to do it on my own. But what I can rely on is the wings of faith, and that I have those wings on my back, even though I cannot see them, but they're there and I can trust in them. And so God is my strength today, and I trust in that strength, and I trust that as I keep my mind focused on the present moment and choosing what is best in the present moment, choosing love over fear in the present moment, and doing the work and taking action, I know that I'm creating my heavenly kingdom of heaven on earth. I know that my heavenly mind and that alignment in my heavenly space is creating my future. So you guys, that's what we have. That's what we have. That's our power. It's right now, and it is in the creation of our future. So let's live aligned today and choose love over fear. All right, you guys, so much love to you. I hope that you love this podcast. And if you do, the only way that people can learn this is if you share this with somebody today that can learn something from this podcast, that somebody that you know might just need this. Just share it with your close people and let them extend and expand into their own soul and into their own future expansion with finding their own alignment today. This podcast, I have heard that people are doing 10-day challenges with it, listening to it every day to align their mind in the morning, and that is such an honor and such a blessing. And I'm so grateful for all of you who have given me the feedback that you have about this Heavenly Mind podcast. Thank you so much for being here with me. And, you know, if nothing else, just please leave me a rating and review in iTunes. I'd be so grateful. And when you're ready, share it with people that you love. All right, take care. So much love to you, and make it a great day.